All of these guys have no training and no experience. But this week, they're turning a house into a five-star restaurant. One by one, they will be hosting the rest of the members to serve a three-course meal. At the end of the night, they will secretly score each other, and whoever gets the highest score on average will win £5,000. I'm your narrator for this series, and I'll be dissecting everything these schmucks do. But first one up is well-known giraffe impersonator, Nico.
Welcome to my house. And today, we're going to be turning this place into a restaurant. Let me show you round. Right here we have the living room. Many things which I could do with this place. Here we have our kitchen where I'm going to be cooking up literally everything myself. Now, let me show you the big one. This is the dining room. And this is going to be transformed entirely into what you ask. Well, let me show you guys my theme. Come with me and you'll see a world of pure imagination. Bang. Look at that. If you don't get the vibe right now, we're doing a Willy Wonka-esque chocolate factory. Get it? I've got a sweet company, so now I'm doing a whole factory type thing. But now it's time we get started because the guys are going to be arriving soon. So start the montage.
Before getting into his kitchen attire, Nico transforms his dining room into a Wonka sweet factory, where the vast majority of decorations are real, edible candy, including the plates, napkins, and the chocolate river.
And here we are. I'm looking great. I'm in the role. Nico's factory, the restaurant. It begins now, our journey to five stars. Here we go. This place is looking incredible.
And now that Nico has his sweet factory, let's see what's on the menu.
Well, I'm actually going to be cooking three courses inspired by Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. What I'm going to be starting with is chicken lollipops. Believe it or not, they're not actually lollipops. It's just a style of chicken, which is going to be very difficult for me to make because I'm not a chef. For the main course, we're taking inspiration from the Golden Ticket and making golden chicken gochujang. My dessert is a chocolate river. In reality, it's a chocolate fondant. Basically, last time we did a video similar to this, I made the exact same thing, but I called it a chocolate bakuhatsu. And I failed. It literally exploded in the oven. So this time I want to do it right.
With his guests only a few hours away, Nico begins prepping his dessert with no room for mistakes.
Goodness me. Goodness me, that was a bad start.
Fortunately, Nico finished making the fondant mixture, but now he needs some help assembling them.
These things are ramekins, and what I need to do is put some butter in, put some cocoa powder in, and then fill it with this beautiful cake mixture. So can we please bring in the help? Now, as you can see, this is a sweet factory. So we have our own Oompa Loompas. Hello, my friends. Great to see you guys.
Thank you for this opportunity.
We actually have the president right here. What was your name again?
My name is Oompa MC Hammersmith. Hello.
Nico then instructs the Oompa Loompas on how to butter his rims.
I need the top rim buttered. The top rim must be buttered.
Why does this guy want his rim buttered so much?
These are the most disgusting Oompa Loompas I've ever seen in my life.
Feel my rim.
No, I don't.
Dude, my rim is so bad.
Daddy, please.
This doesn't... Stop it!
Feel it! Feel
Guys,
the rim!
This one doesn't even look buttered. I want to be able to see the butter.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Okay, now we can't use that for sanitary reasons.
That's what he did.
Do not double dip. Do not lick your fingers. Oompa, get up. 5 minutes outside. You are licking your fingers, you nasty Loompa. I will shoot him, you know? I will shoot him if you guys do not do this next part properly.
Yeah, we'll butter properly, Dad.
No,
yeah,
now it's time for the cocoa. And right. I'm telling you now, Mr. President.
Yes.
Do not call me Dad again.
Despite the Oompa Loompa's best efforts, Nico completes his desserts and begins to chill them in the fridge.
Spent all this time, I spent an hour and a half on chocolate fondants.
Then he begins to prep his main. Nico adds salt, pepper, cornflour, paprika, and chili powder to his chicken.
You just shake it up.
Meanwhile, the Oompas are hard at work cutting the potatoes into chips.
What's it? You guys are allergic to nuts. You guys can't eat those, right? And then you die instantly.
Yeah, nuts.
The Oompas completed their next job of dyeing coconut flakes green for the dessert, then were dismissed so that Nico could recklessly fry chicken.
Put all this chicken...
And focus on the sauce for his main. He brings gochujang, soy sauce, apple juice, rice vinegar, honey, water, and arrowroot to a gentle simmer.
Okay, so it seems the issue I have is the chicken seems a little bit watery. I'm going to add a little bit more arrowroot and hope that thickens it all up a bit. Oh, yes, look at that. Wow, that stuff's magic. It's changed my life, that. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, that's the main. The main can just chill. Right, now we need to do the starter. I need one Oompa Loompa. I believe they'll be able to... Oh my gosh, we got the wrong Oompa. We got the wrong Oompa.
I heard you wanted help.
Oh my gosh. You know what? If there was one Oompa I couldn't
Thank
have,
you.
It would have been him. Please just watch and learn. So I am removing all the chicken at the bottom. You see that?
Mm.
Okay, I'm gonna leave this with you. Now, the guys are about to arrive, so I need to get ready, and then I'm going to have to finish making the starters. I'm just hoping that the Oompa Loompas can keep them entertained enough that it won't affect my score. All right.
Once changed, the next thing on Nico's to-do list is to arrange a surprise for the guests on arrival.
We want to do a grand opening and a grand welcome for all of our guests at our restaurant. So we have right here the most amazing flash mob ever. Do we all know Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
Can we do like a remix of the Golden Ticket song?
Okay.
Sure.
So let's just try and work one out right now.
He's got a golden ticket.
He's got a what?
Who's got a golden ticket?
He got a golden ticket.
He's got
ticket.
A twinkle in his eyes.
This is perfect. Okay, you guys have got it. Let's get all of you guys in position over here. We're all in place now. Let me check how the Oompa Loompas are doing. Because these guys are literally arriving right now.
Daddy.
Please say you've actually done the job.
Yeah, yeah. I made all the chicken into chicken lollipops, just like you asked.
Thank you. Well, could you now get the rest of the Oompa Loompas into starting position because they are arriving right now?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Where am I?
Nico positions his flash mob near the entrance, where they will hand each guest a packet of shades with a golden ticket inside, granting them access to Nico's restaurant. The guests will be rating the night based on food, service, and entertainment. So a good first impression is crucial. And it looks like our first guest has arrived.
What the hell?
Yeah. Hey, man.
Hey, sir, check this out.
Thank you.
Have a look. Take it out. He's got a golden ticket.
A golden ticket.
A golden ticket. A golden ticket. A golden ticket. You got a golden ticket.
They're waiting for you.
Okay.
Oh, Sharky.
Oh. What's going on here?
Great to see you. What are the chances you'd get yourself a...
I got a gold ticket. I was lucky.
I don't know what's happened. I mean, I just got given this. Nico won last time we did something like this. He's the kind of person that goes all out and he's going to be going for the win. And if I want to win as well, this is my main competition. So I'm expecting big things. What do I do with this ticket?
So now you come inside.
What is going on?
This is my sweet factory.
Oh, who are these people?
They're Oompa Loompas.
Oh, they're the tallest Oompa Loompas I've seen in my life.
And here is our main dining room of the restaurant.
Oh my word.
And would you look at that, Sharky?
This is... Oh!
Your face is right there.
My face is right there. This is the sweetest chocolate in this whole room.
There's only one way to find out, I guess.
I just said that. I didn't know you could actually eat it.
Oh, you're good. You're good. You're good quality chocolate.
Good.
Yeah.
Let me try. That's good. I just said it. I didn't know it was actually edible. Oh, my word.
Wow.
I am good chocolate. I don't really have much of a sweet tooth, but I know the boys would love this.
All right. What drink would you like? Any of these, no?
I'll take the Rubicon mango, the still one.
I'm not going to lie. I walked in. I saw some Oompa Loompas. I came, I saw treats all over the table. Everything was edible. I was very impressed to start off with. I'm not going to lie. No complaints there.
I'm going to quickly check on my food really quick. Would you like some company at all?
I'd love some company.
Let me get one of the Oompa Loompas in here.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
You just take a seat, please. Please now.
Do they speak?
Don't do too much.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh.
I'll leave you to it, Sharky.
Oh, this is fun. Thank you.
While our first guest socializes with an Oompa Loompa, we actually have a real-life Oompa Loompa arriving second.
Yo, sir, take this. Check inside the packet and tell me what you see. Take it out. He's got a golden ticket.
He's got a golden ticket to go. Come on, don't be afraid.
Go down.
Come down your way.
Come down.
Down your way.
AJ.
Hey.
AJ.
I got a golden ticket! Hey, oh. I got a golden ticket! Willy Wonka, how you doing?
Well, I'm Nicky Nonka.
Nicky Nonka!
Nicky Nonka, that's me.
Nico has a superpower in the kitchen, which all of us kind of don't have. Because of his long neck region, he's able to watch all his food at the same time. Hey! Oh my God!
Welcome to my factory.
I feel like I'm actually Willy Wonka right now.
Yeah.
The factory. I feel like I'm entering a new world here. Oh my God. Oh!
This is the restaurant.
Wow!
Welcome, AJ.
Okay! This is insane. You've done the table.
Yeah, you're right.
With the chocolate going through the table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course,
what's
of course.
Oh.
All right, so Nicky, you want to lose points or something? What kind of image is that?
That's a good picture.
No,
Nicky, what image is that?
I put that there so you could see how much you have glowed up and how gorgeous you look right now.
That is the worst picture and how about of this? Me ever.
If you're not happy with that, one of my Oompa Loompas found that on Google, I'll shoot them.
No.
What drink would you like?
Hey, on my life, I'm telling you this right now, you're getting points for that. Wow, this is great.
This is a good place. It had a chocolate river running through the table. Every chocolate you ever imagined was there. I went into a fantasy world. It's beautiful.
All right, guys, I'm going to leave you guys to it, okay? You enjoy yourselves.
Even the cup's edible.
This is, you know what it is, yeah? The first time I ever watched Willy Wonka, yeah?
Yep.
I wanted to go there. This is generally the closest I'm ever going to get. You tried to kill me.
Is that edible? It's a plastic. You tried to eat a plastic straw.
Oh, my teeth. My teeth.
Back in the kitchen to season his starter, Nico had salt, pepper, garam masala, all-purpose, brown sugar, and soy sauce.
Can't keep these guys waiting. They will not be happy. Now this is where things get flipping serious. Here we go. Big moment. 10 to 12 minutes.
Whilst the chicken lollipops get to frying, our third guest is arriving.
Yo, sir, take this. He's got a golden ticket.
Golden ticket.
He's got a...
That was a very nice entrance. I was expecting them to rob me, but they ended up jumping into a little cabaret. So it was great. Amazing. Golden ticket. I've always wanted one of these. I think today will be the best in terms of entertainment. I can definitely guarantee that. A lot of shock. It's like pantomime almost. I feel like there's going to be a lot of just things happening behind us and all. I'm excited, as you can tell.
You've got a golden ticket?
I do.
Oh my goodness. So great to see you.
Very nice to see you, man.
Wow. You are looking so slim and fine today.
Yeah, crazy. Oops. But I can't lie, they're meant to be short.
Yeah, no, these ones are different. We have them different.
Yeah. Where do they come from then?
These guys?
Yeah.
They actually come from Oompa, Somalia.
Oompa, Somalia?
Yeah, Oompa, Somalia, yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Nice to see you guys.
Yeah, crazy.
This is the main section of our restaurant.
Yeah, oh, cool. I like this.
Yeah, I'm here. Oh my day, this is lovely. I'm actually over the moon so far.
Guys, do not fill yourselves up. Yeah, AJ, I think you're on your 12th one now. Would you like a drink?
Please, man.
Yeah, please, bro. We can get a voted.
Yeah, bye. Of course.
Wallahi, this guy, he does it, man.
Why, well, did he eat it or something? Is it real? Did you actually buy it?
Oh, you could do, yeah. I mean, this is...
Fair play, Mr. Mum.
And if you want to eat yourself, you can as well.
How do you do this?
The moment I walked in, I was like, wow, he has gone all out because everything was edible, well, nearly everything. And like you could tell that he took real time and pride in that. And the setup was incredible.
It's all chocolate.
No, not this though.
Come on, man.
You know, that's not chocolate.
Try the straw.
No, never.
Of course, it's all chocolate, bro. It's plastic.
I didn't know that.
He tried it, I cried.
You almost killed me.
I'm so sorry.
Bro, like,
almost died.
We've got...
You have to tell us what is and what is that. Almost killed me.
I'm very sorry about that. I apologize. Let's stop eating everything, guys. Let's stop. All right? Okay, AJ, how many of those are you going to eat? Oompa, if you could get out, please. Because I think now they'd rather their own company.
Oh, crazy. The plate.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to leave you guys to it, all right? Enjoy yourselves. One thing I want to check is if this is cooked well. Let me try this food. That is absolutely amazing. That is the best thing I've ever made. I thought I'd messed that up. I might actually win.
Almost missing the starter, Kenny is the last to arrive, and he's dressed like he's part of the flash mob himself.
He's got a golden ticket! Yeah!
Can we talk about me being on time? Is this the part, or do I do it there? Realistically, I was like, 28 minutes late, but I hope I'm in time for the starters because I'm very hungry. I just hope he's not going to keep me out here waiting. Oh, this is not a good start.
Unfortunately for Kenny, Nico was busy with the guests who didn't arrive 20 minutes late and didn't hear him knock.
Hello. Good to see you guys. We're still waiting on Kenny. Where's Kenny?
We are waiting on Kenny, but these things happen sometimes, I guess.
Fez, you know what? This is a very good start. Very good start, Nico.
Please don't get fooled up, though.
I'm full. I'm not even full. I'm sick now. Yeah. You only have too much
chocolate.
Oh, no. I saw someone just walk past as well. The violation.
There's a knock at the door.
Knock at the door. Oh, sorry, that is Kenny.
He even says we're open and welcome. There's nothing welcoming about keeping me out here in the cold.
I'm so sorry about that. So sorry. How are you doing? You are looking absolutely splendid, Kenny.
I've been out here for 10 minutes.
No, no, you haven't.
Yes, I have. Well, I saw someone walk up and down and not open the door.
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. I was sat with the other guests. I promise you, I did not hear.
You lied to me.
Nope.
You're not lying.
No. And how about this? We will make it up to you. I promise you this tenfold.
Thank you.
All right? You are looking marvelous.
Thank you so much.
Dressed as the best. You get out. You haven't got a golden ticket.
Golden ticket!
Wow. Why are you dressed like your dad?
Can't lie. I do love some sweets and chocolate. I walk into the room and I see heaven.
It's so great to have all of you here.
Thank you. It's good to be together.
Wait. Are these chocolate plates?
Yes.
Oh my God. Nah, fair play. That is elite. I'm not going to lie. What the hell?
The cup as well?
Not the straw.
Nah, you lose points for that. Is this edible as well?
Yep. Well, I'll have
it. Oh my. This up here. I'm not even going to cap. I tried to be so harsh. I'm already happy. What, the cutlery as well? Surely not.
Yep.
I thought it was a joke. I tried the plate and it was chocolate. I tried the cup, chocolate. I tried the fork and I almost broke my tooth because that wasn't chocolate.
At long last, it's time for the boys to see tonight's menu.
It's actually a really cool menu design. Like, it's the golden ticket and then you turn around and you find out what the menu is.
For starters, we have Nico's chicken lollipops.
That sounds a bit weird. I don't want Nico's lollipops.
It doesn't really sound too PG, but you know what? I'm going to keep it with a clean heart, clean mind, and just hope that it's something very nice and very tasty. Pause, not that one.
I'm going to be a harsh critic today, as you can see, because Nico is my main rival.
For mains, I got the golden gochujang chicken.
The Korean food, I don't know what he knows about that.
Gooch. That's a very specific place he's going for to make the meat.
I don't think Nico's using his gooch for this, so hopefully it's something that's edible.
We've got starters chicken, mains chicken. I don't know, it's a bit of a... Maybe I'd say he's a bit basic.
And for dessert, we have chocolate river cake. Everyone loves a bit of chocolate cake.
It sounds like something you would have if you won a golden ticket. So it all has a little theme going on.
Chocolate river cake. You can't go wrong with cake, right? So I'm excited.
I got high hopes.
Back in the dining of Rumpa Lumpa, Nico commences tonight's dinner service.
Guys, I guess all that's left to say right now is welcome.
Woo!
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you.
Oh, never.
Oompa Loompa doopity doo, I've got a welcome rap for you. Yeah, Oompa Loompa doopity da, call me Wonka, cause I'm dropping sweet bars. Hey. Do you get it?
Like yeah.
3, 4, yeah! And so the beta squad's back. I was asked to shout you all out in this Oompa rap. I've got my Oompa Loompa band with me. Hey, Jane, you should join, cause you're 5'3". Did you get it? Because you're short.
You didn't have to mention it twice.
Three, four. Yeah, up top, man, of course, only joking. I got the Oompa rhymes that leave the microphone smoking. We hope the first course won't be a fiasco. Sharky, hope you like the Primo Piatto.
Hey!
Yeah, Primo, your clothing line. Primo Piatto, first course in Italian. The food looks so good, you'll want to take photos. The presentation's great, like chunks of the Mobos. Yeah! Because the food is the thing. The flavors punch harder than Kenny in the ring. Do you get it? Because boxing.
Oh, punch harder.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, that's not bad.
The flavors punch.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
That's so strong.
Three, four.
Yeah. So welcome to the restaurant. You won't snarl. Serving rhymes that bean spicy. Call them rolls dull. Yeah. Off top. That's my umpa vocabulary. Now go wilder like Gene rolling out of the factory.
Oh, damn. He's just not happy.
You'll get an extra sweet raise this week as your payment.
Thank you very much, please. Thank you.
Maybe now it's time which you guys can go.
Didn't like the fact that he boosted everyone and took me down. I'm already down there. Why go even further? I think he might have lost a star there.
Bringing the umpa overture to an end, Nico heads to the kitchen to finish prepping his starters.
Here we are. I'm going to give them three each. Not the best when it comes to presentation. Oh dear.
I'm not gonna lie, this is amazing. But now I'm starting to think it's a bad idea because
it is a bad idea.
I don't want this right now.
You know, I wish,
look,
yeah.
It's in my mouth now.
I wish we could restart coming inside and I wouldn't touch anything.
Yeah, same.
You guys alright?
Yeah.
You hungry?
Yeah. Starving.
Do you feel like it's time for the starters?
Yes! I'm starving.
Okay, well, could we please have the starters?
Oh.
I know.
Thank you.
Oh,
that sounds great. He's grabbed the stick and pulled it down. That's a thing.
There you go, that's for you, AJ.
That looks good. These, though.
Grabbed the stick and pulled it down.
You don't have to put it in the sauce, by the way. I did season it absolutely wonderfully.
I'm going to do a bareback test.
Please.
Pause for a second there, yeah?
Oh.
You have it on his own, yeah?
No, let's okay. So who's in there? Then?
Yeah, who's in there? You did not do this yourself.
Stay with me.
Who made it?
Wow.
Who made this chicken?
I'm still in shock about making that.
This is not Nico level cooking.
It doesn't even need sauce. It doesn't need sauce.
The fact they're all telling me that the chicken lollipops are elite is, oh my gosh, my day is made. I can finish now happy because at least I got one thing right.
Sensational. And I'm not even just saying this. I've got to take my glass off for this. Sorry. I wished you would have tried that chicken. It was so good. I could not believe Nico made that. That was incredible. I thought the chocolate, the sweets was going to ruin my appetite, but it did not because that chicken was top notch.
Succulent flavor, golden outside, just caramelized. I don't know what it was. It was just nice. It didn't need sauce. Just raw pores. Okay, that is crazy.
It was annoying. I wanted to hate on him.
Yeah.
I tried, man. I can't.
This is really nice.
You know, if wallahi, generally, take me to a genuine restaurant. They gave me this. I say, amazing. Happy. Can I get three more?
Yeah. I'll come back. Please tell me there's more.
I might have a few more.
Oh, yeah, that works.
Oh, dear, they want more. I hope we've got enough for more.
I won't lie to you. The taste on this,
yeah,
it's absolutely phenomenal.
What is wrong with Nico, man?
Okay, guys, we have two more left.
You know what? I'll take one.
Same.
We both asked.
Yeah, give it to them too.
It will be made up for later. I promise.
Just in your hands. You didn't even have it on a plate.
Wow. Sake, man. Because if I win, I want it to be fair. You can't give this less than a five.
Oh, surely not. What? After you just ate the... I won't lie to you lot, though. So far, he's absolutely smashed it.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the way. I need
some real tissue, though. That's what I need.
Yeah, that's what I need. I need an actual napkin.
What would you guys like? What would you guys like, sorry?
Tissue.
Oh.
Yes, real one.
I'm sick, by the way.
Too much sweets.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Can I try that blue sweet?
No more sweets. How about we wait for the main?
No!
How about this, guys?
One star, then.
Oh.
One star, then.
With the boys running the risk of a serious sugar high, Nico heads outside to prepare tonight's first activity.
So while those guys are in there, the next challenge which we're doing is a golden egg hunt. Our golden gooses in the factory have been laying them, but we've put messages inside them so they might get a prize, but it will also be revealing a key part of our main course entertainment.
30 yards.
Oh,
start play. In it goes. Oh. Go long, mouth open. Here you go. Oh!
Oh, you guys are having a great time.
We did it in the same round.
Yeah, you've had too much.
We did it in the same round.
Oh, look at that
I'll spill all over myself.
Okay. Yeah, you might as well add the rest.
guys.
Hey, we've got a bit crazy now. That sugar's hitting everyone.
Please, guys.
I chugged lost his mind.
It's real. You know, you can't stop him now.
I'm starting to understand the side effects here of having loads of sweets laying around. Let's just say sugar rush started to hit.
Too much sugar. It's shaking, sugar.
I knew you guys were gonna have a sugar rush because we're here at a sweet factory.
Oh.
So I planned for this for my entertainment after the starter. You guys are gonna have to look for some golden eggs with some prizes inside.
Yeah?
In this house. Or maybe even slightly outside the house.
When does it begin?
Right now.
These guys won't be the only ones on a hunt, however, as you can hunt for the greatest clothing of all time. And here's a hint, it's on betasquad.store. We have the most stylish clothing in the whole game, and it also helps fund the Beta Squad to make bigger and better videos. Now let's see how the boys are getting on with their hunt.
And you guys are free to go.
Okay.
I need to find a golden egg.
Let me find this. Okay, it's a golden egg somewhere with prizes inside. Yeah!
Oh, is that already? By the way, guys, please open it in private.
Let's search this bitch.
What a golden egg. I got nothing on me.
You found
there's
yours.
There's more down there.
No, there's not.
Maybe try going outside, guys.
Shit. Fuck, I ain't even got my glasses.
Found it! No! No!
So found it. Found a golden egg.
Found one!
No! How did we find one before me? How have someone found one? Have I gone blind? This might take all day.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, yes! How have I not seen this one?
Neighbours. Hello? Who was that?
Inside each of these golden eggs is a secret that the boys will keep concealed until later in the evening.
You got your egg?
Yeah.
Come back. Don't tell anyone what you got.
I won't.
I'm so glad you enjoyed yourself.
The egg hunt was actually fun. That was a cool concept. Kind of got shouted at by a next door neighbour as well. So maybe I was a bit too excited. Yeah.
With the egg hunt over, Nico heads back to the kitchen to finish prepping his main. While Oompa Loompa 3 cuts onions, Nico adds Chinese 5 spice, brown sugar, paprika and hot sauce to a bowl of chips.
We got a golden ticket!
Meanwhile, the boys are still buzzing from their sugar high, even after their exhausting egg hunt, which lasted 12 seconds.
Oh! No, you caught me right in there!
That close as well.
That's enough! I've had enough!
Boy!
Whoa!
You want to keep playing with me, yeah?
I felt like I was in the middle of a COD war zone. Generally, I think Chunks, the way he was shooting everyone, he was on like Killstreak 19. He's taken a lot of people out, he's taken the cameras out, he's hurt all of us. It's going crazy in there. The sugar levels are high right now.
Running 20 minutes behind with no sense of urgency, Nico is still prepping his chips.
This makes it so nice. This is so important. If you aren't seasoning your chips like this, you haven't experienced chips. Now, these are ready to fry. And it goes, that's my oil. Chef it up. Chef it up. Now, while that happens, oh my gosh, I need to heat this up. Okay. That's 4 minutes there.
He doesn't even have a season, guys.
All right, guys. Nico's having a stinker, so we've been left here for about 40 minutes.
This is squeaky bum time, because they're all probably saying right now, oh my gosh, now it's getting ridiculous. The wait time now is getting absolutely ridiculous. I can already see, and I guarantee it's mainly coming from Chunks.
New game.
Caught that.
Nice. One, okay. Wait.
Okay, Ada's got one.
I'm on two.
One.
Me and Chuck's on two.
Three.
Done.
Oh my gosh, I'm not cooking it right. I'm not cooking it right. Damn. I had to put the lid on when it cooked. Oh, now this is where I have to get my chef going, because that was not cooking at 170. The lid was not on, which has ruined everything.
I've been waiting 40 minutes for my main course. I'm not gonna get it. Well, of course, but I don't know when I'm gonna eat my main course. Look, I'm just trying to get out of here and my main course. If you really want it, you can get it. Like, listen.
Yeah. been waiting for my wedding calls. Are we hungry? Are we hungry? Yes, of course. Hey, hey, and I'm off course. Hey, so we're running off course. Nico.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't let me get away with that one. I'm hungry, of course. Now I'm going, of course.
Hey, hey, come on.
If this goes wrong, I've got nothing. No, those are soft and horrible. I messed up. They gone soggy. At least the guys seem to be enjoying themselves.
Hey, Nico!
We're live.
Nico!
They're shouting for me. Why do you have to shout for me right now? This right here looks good. That's what I'm talking about! Bang!
Surely he knows he's taking a piss, right? Or is like,
nah, he is taking a piss. So, golden ticket, we're just going to sit here all day, yeah?
You know he was on route to getting 5 stars from me.
That's right. The reason I'm using the bin is it's a nice height. As long as the guys don't know about that, they might think we're good.
Unfortunately for Nico, the sugar high has hit its peak.
Oh.
Yeah,
what? Oh.
That was a good one.
Bye-bye, Kenny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one.
Gosh, this has been one of the most stressful experiences of my whole career, but we're almost done.
That blew up.
Is it cold? It is cold. Oh my gosh, it's cold. Oh gosh, I'm going to close this. I'm just going to hope that it doesn't all drop. I took too long plating it up. Everything's now frozen.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. This one is glowing over there.
Oh! Oh! How did a piece of it land on my chair?
Okay, this has been an impossible experience. What I'm going to do is, while this is in the oven, I'm going to briefly tell the guys that the food is coming. Oh, this has cost me points, this. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Nice to see you all.
Hi.
You're hungry, yeah?
Yeah.
It's been a while since we are, man. Yeah, been
it
a long
took,
while.
It took has it?
Yeah, yeah, come on. Yeah.
How long has it been?
Don't be silly.
About an hour.
That's a little bit of an exaggeration. But,
So we're lying?
Huh? No, you're telling the truth.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Yeah, yeah.
No, well, maybe time is different in the...
In Wonka World.
Yeah.
The main courses are ready.
Oh! Amazing.
So I'll be bringing them through.
All right, well, I'm very excited.
I heard a lot of screaming. I heard you guys all enjoying yourselves.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun.
Don't look around.
Damn.
Ah, yes, sir. all the hard work which we did. The one thing I cannot stand is every time I go into that room, these guys are destroying everything. They have no grace or decorum and they make me feel sick. But I have to be nice to their faces because they're reviewing me. All for you guys. So as long as you guys enjoyed it, amazing experience.
We had a lot of fun.
Amazing. Well, I'll just bring your food in, right?
Nico plates up the final bit of food on the dirty kitchen floor.
Would you look at that? Ah! Oh, I forgot it was hot. Okay, here we go. Well, it's time for the mains, my friends.
Good sirs, sustenance, libations.
Oh, wait, this presentation is interesting.
Gold, you put gold in it?
Yeah, it's golden. It's golden, got you, gang.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah! It's a culinary commotion. It's 24 carats poultry in motion. Sweeter than a snozzberry. That is a promise. I swear we didn't get this from Chicken Cottage.
Yeah.
Home cooked.
It is
interesting.
All right. We're good.
Are you going to join us?
Oh, there's no food left for me.
What?
No, it's fine. You guys eat.
I don't mind sharing.
No.
You've had a long day.
No, you guys.
You don't want to bite?
No. Okay.
Yeah, no food left. Hello.
Did you put sugar or salt in the chips?
A mixture.
Oh, I thought so.
It's edible.
Well, you know what they say, right? When the room's silent, when the food's going on.
I actually do really like this.
That's a good sign. The silence. I want to eat myself alive and die. I just feel like they hate it.
Good fries, good chicken, good sauce.
Because we had so much sweet stuff.
Yeah, it's nice to get away from it.
It's nice to get away from the sweet and start getting a bit of...
I forgot the term for it. Savory.
There you go, savory.
AJ is being vocal that he likes it at least, but Sharky is...
Sharky's scaring me.
I'm getting itis.
Yeah, I'm conked.
You're getting tired.
Yeah, oh. I'm not gonna lie. Wasn't the biggest fan of the mains. The chips were soggy, undercooked it felt. And the chicken, I ate it just because I wanted to get rid of the taste of all the chocolates I've been eating. So they were edible, but it just, yeah, it just didn't, it wasn't great. It was all gooey and the presentation wasn't amazing. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of the mains, so I'm not gonna lie.
I think the sauce was a bit congealed. I didn't really like the texture from it. And then obviously it's just random golden kind of flavoring on top. Meh.
I know, it's like you gave me the list.
And I know you're watching your weight.
Fat shaming, okay.
No, that's not what I was doing. I was just trying to...
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Ah. I'm enjoying.
I feel like shit, man. Do you like the chips?
I don't know. I don't like those kind of ones.
Well, the soft ones?
Yeah, it's not for me.
Fat crispy, innit? Crunchy.
Yeah, I'm more...
Despite claiming the food's not that good, Chunks cleans up his plate and helps Sharky with his. You must have enjoyed it at least a little bit, Chunks.
I'll be right back.
Oh, thank you.
Sharky is hating loud and he's hating clear, which is quite terrifying for me. I think I messed it up. Come with me, Mr. President. I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how they think of it, to be honest with you.
What went wrong? Was it the undercooked chicken?
Sharky was just hating on it quite loudly. Mm. I think Kenny was hating on it a little bit as well. He was trying to say, why is there sugar in it?
Your friends don't keep their opinions to themselves, sir. They wear their hearts on their sleeves.
Yeah. I mean, this is a competition.
Yes.
Damn, I feel like I just messed it up a bit. But you know what we need to do now?
Kiss?
No, that's the last thing we need to do.
That's absolutely fine.
It's time to do the death. We need to announce the death.
It's now time for the mystery of the golden eggs to be revealed. One of the eggs contained nuts.
What's it? You guys are allergic to nuts. You guys can't eat those, right? And then you die instantly.
Yeah, nuts.
Which were used to elicit a fatal anaphylactic shock from one of the Oompa Loompas. However, the question is, who is the killer? It's time for the Beta Squad murder mystery.
All right. Oh, yeah. I'll just talk to you guys for a second.
Hello, Nicholas.
Oh. You guys all right, yeah? Sir. Oh, wait. Oh my gosh, wait a second.
What?
Let me just let the fog build up.
There we go.
Oompa Loompa 2 has died.
3, 4, Oompa Loompa, deeply this cuts. Oompa Loompas are deathly allergic to nuts. My friend is dead. It happened again, because I keep forgetting to carry my Oompa EpiPen. Ah, this scrum diddly stinks. It's funny how Wonka can make fizzy lifting drinks and lickable wallpaper, but the magic collapses, because Wonka can't make a cure for anaphylaxis.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for your empathy.
Empathy! Someone has died. It's not funny.
Funny guy.
Someone's died.
Sorry.
And you know the worst part? It was one of you four.
How?
And that's for you guys to work out right now. Who was it? Who could it be? I'd advise you all investigate each other, ask each other questions to see if you can work out who did it.
We've been here the whole time, though.
Well, maybe think about the golden eggs.
Okay, simple as this. What did everyone get?
I got shades,
the sweets.
Yeah.
I actually got silver AirPods.
What?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay, so what did you get?
Shades, bro.
What did you get?
Shades.
What did you get? Money. So when you opened it, did you get it in a pack? Did you get it individually?
No, it was just there. Just
what flavor?
Blue.
Yeah,
blue
good. Raspberry. Okay, let me tell you how it actually happened. Yeah?
Oh, blue raspberry.
I've opened it. It's a note that says, you've got shades. Yeah? And it's like kind of circled in like this. And
okay, wait. Yeah. You got the information.
Yeah, and the shades.
Oh, right now, it sounds dodged.
How many shades were there?
A lot. Just like enough to like, when you move it, you can
hear
it.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Go on.
Was it a package?
No, it wasn't a pack. It was a bareback itself.
Okay. Well, how are you asking him that after I've already just told you that it's not in the packet?
Why are you getting mad?
Yeah, that as well.
What do you mean, why am I getting mad?
I never asked you a simple question.
You know what? Continue.
I can tell when you're lying or not. So talk to me right now.
Went outside.
Yeah.
On the left-hand side.
Yeah.
Open the thing. Oh, bust it open. It says, you've got shades. A bended card like this. What looked behind it, there's about five of them. different colours, not just blueberry, so that's a good one for me. Then I've actually asked Nico if I could eat it, and he said yes.
Bro. All right, what did you see?
Shades.
Yeah!
What the hell?
All right. If I had to say something, if I had to pick someone, one of these two.
I agree. If they're both saying the same thing, they're probably lying, because I don't think...
I don't think
Nico would put the same
Nico
thing.
Nico, yeah.
Cast your mind back to when we all received the golden eggs. Eric. Now, if I had something that says I'm a killer, I'd leave it next to me the whole time.
Mine was here the whole time. It fell when we're throwing shit about.
Okay, pick up.
Look,
pick up.
It's right here.
We all got
it. Nah, I think you kind of precisely put it there.
Oh, my days.
Whilst the boys play detective, the victim is brought in to encourage a verdict.
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah,
f***ing mental.
A dead umpa is not what we like to see. We only see this about 30 times a day here.
Okay, fair enough. That's crazy.
So why are you worried then?
That's crazy information.
Now, what I'm going to ask you guys to do is to vote for who you think did it.
Well, there's one person who, every time they got asked a question, got really upset.
Your vote is on Kenny?
Yes.
One vote on Kenny. Sharky, what about you?
Nothing.
It was Kenny!
Yeah.
It was you!
Yeah.
It was Kenny. You!
All right, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Charles? Racism.
I think... What I'm going to do is I'm going to vote for Sharky's friend, Kenny!
You son of a bitch!
Is there even a... point of me voting.
Okay, but okay, who do you think it is?
Who do you think it is?
Who I actually thought it was? Yeah, yeah. I think it was still me. I think it was still me.
Was it you?
That's right. AJ truthfully got AirPods, Sharky got £20, Chunks got shades, and Kenny was the killer.
You are the killer.
Kenny is horrible at lying, man. I know he won some challenges to say he was the best liar.
Kenny is the biggest idiot on earth.
Yeah, we all knew it was Kenny.
Yeah. Least convincing, for sure.
It was very hard to lie.
Feel like today was just going to be very hard because, I don't know, man, they've known me too long. They can just tell when I'm lying.
Please confess to how you killed this flipping Umbalumba.
Murder! I saw, went over to Nico.
What you have?
Yeah.
Is you are the killer. Okay, well, these are nuts.
Right.
And Umbalumbas are highly allergic to nuts. So you can kill anyone that you'd like.
There you go.
Right, if you go through,
all right,
perfect.
Well, you saw him.
He
died right in front of me, bro.
In cold blood.
Yeah.
But why are you so sad? In 30 destinations.
Together, we worked it out.
Yeah.
We found the killer.
Can't believe
you found the killer.
Yeah.
Wow. Well done.
With the theatrics over and his guests entertained, Nico heads to the kitchen to face his greatest nemesis, chocolate fondant.
I'm gonna put the desserts. Inside. Very interested on how this is going to go. I'm also terrified. 5. We let this cook. Last time I messed this up, I sat here after training so hard to make it and it went everywhere. And genuinely, it broke my heart. So now I need to get this right. Because if I don't get it right, my whole night is ruined. Because then if they have a feeling that I've made the same thing I made last time, they're going to mark me down.
Yet within 8 minutes, the chocolate fondant is already 1-0 up.
Flip it. That was meant to be off, right? Okay, right. Right. That is not done. That is not done. I've done it again. I've messed it up again. That's soft. That's soft as anything. This needs to rise. Maybe this one's done. How do I get it out? What type of oven glove is this? Oh, you know what? Screw it. Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Where do I go? This is it. This is it. Oh, this is impossible to even lift. I can only do this with skin. That's done, it's done it, it's done it. This has killed me. This has killed me. This has killed me. 1-0. 1-0 to the fondant. Boiling hot, ow. Oh, I crushed it. Ah, that was good. That was good until... Give it to me. You know what? I can't get it. I can't get it. This is heartbreaking, man. I really just wanted to get at least one. Oh, God. I'm so bad at cooking. Oh, man. All right, I've got to serve it now. I've got to serve it, so let me just get this right. There we go, a little bit of grass. Grass around the river. Again, I'm just going to have to waffle up that this is how they're meant to be made because we didn't get it right. Chocolate fondant is my biggest nemesis, but let me get the Oompa Loompas and we'll bring the food through.
Are you guys good?
Hey!
Hello. I feel sick, I'll be honest.
Yeah, yeah. You feel sick?
Yeah, it's a bit too much sweets, but it's not your fault.
It's not your fault, it's my fault.
I regret it.
Oh, I'm sorry that you regret it.
I feel disgusting.
That feels great.
I am sorry about that. But I feel like it's time for dessert, but if you guys... Sorry.
I'm willing to try.
But 100%. I'm going to try it.
100%.
I'll judge it on the taste, not how I feel.
Okay, yes. Okay. I'll bring it in right now.
Thank you very much.
Amazing.
To the dismay of his guests, the Oompas serve the final course, Nico's chocolate fondant river cake.
What's the herbs?
That is pistachio rice.
It's not pistachio. It's actually coconut.
Right, I always get this mixed up. Sorry, sir.
Right there on the side. But it's actually, it's to represent grass. Because do you guys remember what it was on the menu?
Chocolate River.
Cry me a river. Oh,
very cool. That's cool.
Sorry.
It looks like overdone steak, but we're not going to talk about how it looks.
Do we have a sauce to represent a river.
So strong.
This is genuinely beautiful.
It's really good.
If you had one scoop of ice cream.
Oh my
vanilla,
word, that would have made it.
Do you know why? Just because you know it's so chocolatey?
Yeah.
Vanilla ice cream, I would have said world class.
That would be world class. When you have a room full of chocolate, their picture frame and it's chocolate, they have a chocolate river in front of them, everything is chocolate, they've been eating chocolate related things for the last hour, and you serve them a dessert with 100 pounds of chocolate, it's going to make them sick. And that's what it did. It made me feel sick. It wasn't a wise choice of dessert, I'd say. Yeah. But it was made well. The actual, like, it felt nice.
You made this, right?
You made this from scratch.
Very
this
well
is good.
Done.
This is good.
Scratch.
It's very well done.
This is very good.
It's made really well.
You've cooked and baked
very well.
Thank you.
Texture's good. The heat, the warmth is good.
You know what? I'm really glad that they liked the dessert. Slight redemption. I wish I completed it, though. But yeah, we'll take those. We take those. I actually do have one more gift for you guys.
Hey!
Just give me one moment, please, and I'll be right back. My own sweets. Right here, now time to bring them to them for the final surprise.
Hello.
Some shades to finish it off. I know you guys
some
are already
more
cool.
More sweets.
Oh, this one, I want this one.
You want.
I can't lie, these are the best sweets, yeah.
Very good.
These ones.
No, it sounds like we're just like on a brethren one, but wallahi, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Special edition, you don't know about that one.
Oh, the one you mixed it together.
When are these coming out?
These are actually coming out very soon. Very soon. So
we can buy them anywhere.
Literally anywhere, but if you go to the website, you'll be able to find out exactly where you can get them.
That's right. If you head to shadesbynico.com, you'll be able to find where your nearest shades are when they release on the 21st of May.
I like that tool.
Wow.
That's a good tool.
This is a cool. Yeah,
yeah. That's a good tool. Because now I know where to go.
Now I know.
Oh, is it already gone?
Gone, bro.
Already finished. Strawberries, a serious flavor, guys. One thing I love is the guys like the sweets. And I spent months and months doing that. A lot longer than I spent cooking up today. So I'm glad that they like those.
And just before the night is over, Nico has one final parting gift prepared.
Wait. Come with me and you'll see a world of pure imagination.
What is going on here?
Hey! Yeah. Bro, I get it, you're dead, man.
Oompa Loompa number two.
Just take a seat, guys, take a seat. So it's a sad day, Oompa Loompa 2 has died, and obviously the Oompa Loompas are absolutely devastated. I just thought, in this moment, we should really remember him.
The end of entertainment was a bit somber and sad. I don't know if I enjoy it. I don't think funerals are meant to be entertaining.
Are we in a fucking funeral right now? This is how you want to end your night?
So I thought it would be nice if each one of you guys could come up here and say a nice few words about Oompa Loompa number 2.
I'll go first. He's the one that killed him. Why is he giving words?
Thank you for doing this, thank you.
It's all good. I'll be honest, what's his name? Oompa Loompa number 2, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Oompa Loompa number 2, I'm sorry, your boss told me to kill you. If I had it my way, I wouldn't have killed you.
As this series is about turning their houses into 5-star restaurants, ratings will be out of 5 stars and an average will be taken.
This might be a bit too harsh. I'm going to be giving Nico a 3. I barely remember you in the dining room, to be honest, but I do hope you're in a better place. Thank you for your service. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Kenny.
No one in a restaurant should have to wait so long in between their starters to their main.
As you can see, Oompa Loompa 2 is dead. Only thing more dead is Nico's first plate. She's... Is he smiling?
Why?
He must have had a good day. I don't know which one to give him.
4, 3.
I really like the effort. Anyways, I really enjoyed my night other than that.
I don't think this death effect would be too harsh.
Not a nice thing to say at a funeral, but all right.
The reason why I've gone for 4 stars instead of 3.5 is because of the chocolate river that he had on the table, all the snacks that he had. I think he's picked out our favorite drinks. The only way he could have got a 5 from me is if he had slightly better food and better entertainment.
Chunks, would you like to come up?
I wouldn't.
Sharky.
I wouldn't. Okay.
Thank you for doing this. Thank you, Chunks.
All right, score time. I'm going to give Nico 3.5. I think that's fair.
Me and Umpa first met earlier today. When I first came in, I was the first one here. We had a chat and he told me he was scared of you. He told me the way you were treating him wasn't nice, and we spoke about a plan to help him get out of this place, and I didn't fulfill my promise and I failed him. So, sorry, bro.
So you're all right. Well, I'm glad. Thanks for speaking, Sharky.
No. He told me about the way you treated him, and
I didn't treat him bad.
I just can't do it.
Yeah, I just want to say that Nico, you've done well, but it's just not Nico level. That's what I would say. If I was to just judge this based off a normal night, I'd say it was decent. But if I was to judge it based off a Nico night, comparing it to the first one, it wasn't as good.
Good, get this.
Well,
good day. And the next movie next.
For that reason, I have to feel like I've come to this score, which is a fair result of 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Being completely honest, Oompa Loompa 2 was the driest Oompa Loompa of the lot.
Yeah, next to the ops.
Teabag him.
And finally, I'd just like to welcome the Oompa Loompas.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oompa Loompa doobity doo, I've got a somber funeral for you. Oompa Loompa doobity dee, if you are sad, you'll listen to me. What do you get when you guzzle down nuts? All your friends die and they turn into dust. If you're an Oompa, quick you must grieve, cause Loompas get no bereavement leave. Nor a basic pension.
Nor a basic pension.
Oompa Loompa doobity da. Eating those nuts leaves an oompity scar. You will live in misery too, like the Oompa Loompa doobity doo.
He did.
Thank you for listening.
Well, guys, I just want to thank you guys so much. You've been absolutely incredible guests. I'll look you in your eyes when I say this.
That'd be great.
Truly. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves.
Thank you, sir.
And you can now. You may now leave.
Brother, respect. Honestly, smashed it, brother.
Last to come, first to leave. Order.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. First to arrive, last to leave, because I like to be here the longest.
Thank you, Sharky. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm not 100% sure how I feel about today. I feel like it had its highs and maybe it had its lows as well. But you know what? I tried my best. I was here early. I was trying to make things work and I'm not a chef. I really enjoyed running my restaurant. I'll take a 4. I'll be happy with a 4. I feel like I at least deserve a 4.
Nico starts the series strong with an average of 3.5, leaving enough room, however, for his competition to strike. Can Kenny outperform Nico in the next episode?
But there is one more thing. Oompa, have you got a message for them?
Play the trailer.
Welcome to my crib.
Yeah! Ciao! Felici!
This Kenny guy, he's the worst.
Watch!
No!
Watch! This couldn't be going worse, I genuinely think. Unless someone came in and shot us all in the leg, that's the only way it gets worse.